Hi Carla, this is April again from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Happy holidays, by the way.
Thank you, same to you.
Thank you. So yeah, I'm calling in regards to your Google listing again. Google still requires for a reverification via phone. With your existing Google page, we've done like multiple attempts to try to claim it, but they keep on rejecting it. So Google requires more verification. So I just texted you now the code. If you got it, kindly check your text message.
I don't have the number that usually they send it to. Is not here in the office at this moment.
The number is the 936-494-1665. Is the number that you're using now, right?
Yes, this is the landline.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Go ahead and hit the call now. And I'll stay on this line, okay? So you can get the code.
Okay.
All right. Calling now.
Okay, let me put your
phone. All right, thanks.
Hello?
Yes. You got it?
Okay, I got the code. Yes.
All right, I'm ready.
It's 508850.
Thank you. Please stay with me while I verify it.
Okay.
So this is a new listing, because the one that we are trying to claim keeps on rejecting us. We need to verify it first. So right after this, we can just contact Google and get your existing listing. So again, you can't remember which email that this have access to, right?
I don't remember if it's the Yahoo or the Gmail.
Oh, yeah, it's the Gmail. Let me see. All right. So it starts with letter G, E. Then it's a hint. It's a G, E, then at gmail.com. So do you have any email that starts with G, E?
G, E. Let me get her.
Yeah, G E.
You said G E?
Yes, George Echo.
No, I don't have anything that starts with a GE.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know any of your relatives or somebody else who could have this email?
Let me see, because I don't remember anybody. Let me see.
Okay, so let's see. We have other way though, because if no one else manages or you don't know who is the person that has access to it, we can try to put it down and then we will create a new one. Your existing listing has 4 reviews though, but we will, what we can do, we can try to take it down. I'll save the Google Maps link to your account notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need again to create a new Google listing without, so that it won't go to duplicate.
Did GE, because that his daughter have that email.
GE, you have, oh, can you check? Is she with you?
She has that email.
Okay, can she go to inbox, check spam folder, inbox?
He's not here right now. Let me try if I can get a hold of him and ask him if he can call her.
Okay, so if you can get a hold with your daughter, right?
She was the one managing the account, but she's not going to manage that account anymore. I don't know if we are able to remove her from that account.
Oh, yeah. So what I did, I tried, I've sent an ownership request. So she can go to her email and accept or approve that transfer of ownership to us. And right after that, once we get the ownership access, we will add you as the owner so that you will be the owner of this Google listing.
Is this the ownership from Google?
Yeah, so from listings, email. So we've been trying to send, to claim it, right? So to claim it, we have to send an ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So we can manage it and add you as the owner. So what will happen if your daughter can transfer the ownership to us or to you, if she will transfer the ownership to us, we will add you the owner and transfer the ownership to you, or she can add you, she can transfer the ownership to you and you can add us as a manager. So either way.
Okay, let me try to see if I can send her email.
Yeah. So basically, because there is no answer from your daughter, or to who else, someone else that has access to this account, it wouldn't allow us to claim it. So it's been like few weeks that we've been trying, but no success. So if your daughter can add us as a manager or owner, and then we'll add you so that you also have access to
where is your email
Google
coming
listings
from?
Listings. So Google listings. Let's see. Give me a moment. I'll check the exact. All right, here. You've received. The subject would be you've received a management request or you've received an ownership request. That's the subject coming from Google Business Profile. And you need to check to ensure, you need to ensure that the requester is Local Splash. Or if you can get a hold of your daughter, she can call us so that we can walk her through and make sure that she's adding us and you also and not the other company, okay? All right. Do you have any, like, concerns?
No, I'm emailing Nick's daughter to see if she's able to reply back to my email because she didn't answer.
Oh, yeah. Did you use your Gmail email address when you email her?
I'm trying.
You can ask her if she can add your email address I think that's the safest way as the owner. And then you can add us as a manager right after he added you.
Are you trying to claim ownership for the Google account?
I'm sorry?
Is it that we're trying to claim ownership for the Google account for New Horizons?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because we need to optimize your listing.
What number can she call?
Oh, yeah, it's 877, our hotline number. I'll leave a note to your account. And it's a hotline number, 877-635-6225. And she's the one who's managing your Google listing. Is that right?
Excuse me?
Yeah, she's the one that is managing your Google page, correct?
Yeah, she was doing that, but right now she's not gonna be doing it anymore. We're gonna do it on our own.
Oh yeah. That's okay. So as long as we know so that we would know what to do next, okay? So your daughter has access to it but no longer working on it, right?
No.
Okay. So it starts with GE. Do you know the entire Gmail email address?
It's, hold on, let me give it to you. It's G-E-N-E-B-Y-L-I,
LLC at gmail.com.
Okay. I'll repeat it to you. I'll just make sure I got it right. It's G as in George, E as in Echo,
mm-hmm.
N as in Nancy, double Echo, Y as in Yankee, L as in Lima, I India, LLC at gmail.com. No space, no dots, right?
No, yes.
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah. So we will stop trying to create new listings. Because your daughter can add us as a manager or the owner of the Google listing, or it would be best if she can transfer the
ownership. But if she calls the number, who she's gonna ask for?
Oh yes, she can look for me or anybody else here can assist. I'll make sure to leave the complete note that we've talked about this to help you to help her in adding us. To the Google listing, okay? And let's see. The one that, the email address that we have, on file is the Yahoo email. So if in case your daughter adds as the owner, we will be adding you also, but it needs to be a Gmail email. What's your Gmail?
We have the Gmail, email as, let me give you that.
Okay.
It's Valence, capital B.
Mm-hmm.
PHM at gmail.com.
Okay, it's Valence, PHM.
Mm-hmm.
So the PHM is Peter Henry Mama, right? Valence,
yes.
PHM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Client. 1 second, please.
Okay.
All right. So, daughter, G E G. Hand. Okay. So, and lastly, let's see. And the balancephm at gmail.com is your personal email, and you do not prefer, do you prefer this email, to your account, or do you prefer the Yahoo email?
We basically are more common with the Yahoo.
Okay. Gotcha. So this is for the GPP, Google listing, Google page purpose only.
Okay.
Okay. So just done with the notes. So and your daughter can call us to the 877 number. Is it showing on the call on your phone right now?
Yes.
Okay, 877-635-6225. Yes. So we will keep in touch with you. So just in case we didn't hear from your daughter. And what's her name, by the way?
Alondra.
Alondra. So if we didn't hear from Alondra, we will keep on contacting you because we really need to get you to the top in the Google search rankings, okay?
Okay.
All right, got it. So, yeah, I really do appreciate your Carla. Do you have anything else that you need help with on your account?
No.
Okay. So just in case, let us know and happy holidays.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.